I'm David Brancaccio. The federal government has been supplementing state unemployment benefits during the pandemic by $600 a week at a time that more than 20 million people are jobless. But the White House is worried this makes not working too attractive. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins me here. What did Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow say this weekend?
He said the administration is considering whether to provide a bonus payment to people who go back to work. Congress is debating right now about whether to extend the $600 a week benefit. Democrats want to keep providing the money until January, but here's what Kudlow said on CNN.
We're paying people not to work. It's better than their salaries would get. And that might have worked for the first couple of months. It'll end in late July. We are in the administration, the president is looking at a reform measure that will still provide some kind of bonus for returning to work.
Now, Nova, is this a supposition or is there evidence people are blowing off jobs because of the extra unemployment money?
Well, it's anecdotal. Kudlow says he's heard from business leaders who are saying that they're seeing this phenomenon play out now as things reopen. The Congressional Budget Office did look at the question. It's previously said that low-wage workers have borne the brunt of job losses, and looking at how extending the $600 benefit would impact them, the CBO projected that, yes, fewer people will return to work because they'll be making more money if they stay home, at least in the short term. But it also concluded that extending the benefits would boost demand for goods and services, which in turn, David, would help the economy.
All right. Nova, thank you.